This week, junior doctors carried out their third strike so far in the ongoing contract dispute with the government. Two more are planned for next month. Their employer warned it could lead to backlogs in hospitals, which is an outstanding conclusion that no one would have arrived at if they'd not mentioned it. It does make you wonder if senior colleagues have been advising the junior doctors, though. You know, take this strike action every hour for 48 hours, repeat as necessary, come back if you don't see any improvements in the next 4 weeks. The men behind the Hatton Garden diamond heist have been jailed for around 7 years each this week. The judge dubbed it the biggest burglary in English history, obviously forgetting the numerous times the Phantom got away with the Pink Panther. It's also thought John Palmer, who was shot dead outside his house in June last year, might have been targeted because of his links to the heist. His nickname was Goldfinger, but of course that's the wrong film genre entirely. There's been yet another case of the media leaking people's personal data this week. The leak included dozens of British citizens whose private data was passed to Sky News without their knowledge or permission. Only this time, it's A-OK. Sky News obtained secret Islamic State files and informed the authorities. That stopped you in your tracks, didn't it? Privacy's not always a good thing, after all. Good news for millions of low-income households this week. The competition watchdog wants a price cap for those using prepayment gas and electric meters. The CMA says the big six energy companies take the public for granted, which no politician would ever do, obviously. But it is good news. Some form of cap can only benefit the most vulnerable. I'm not convinced a gas cap would be particularly safe, though, wearers would have to avoid naked flames. And finally, it turns out international tennis might be, well, a bit of a racket. Maria Sharapova made the shock revelation that she'd failed a drugs test after using a substance for years, which was banned in January. She was immediately dropped by Nike, well, with their slogan Just Do It, they'd have to, Porsche and Tag Heuer. However, despite Sharapova now being in troubled waters, Evian says it'll keep backing her for now.